The title of this essay is What You Need to Know. If there is one thing that I've figured out along the way, it is that people will most likely take well-trodden paths to avoid discomfort. I do not exclude myself entirely from this slice of the population, although I certainly have not lived a what-if life. The truth is, everyone will give you the least amount of grief if you simply behave yourself, adapt to your station in life, and consume until it kills you. Most everyone is committing consensus suicide in a slower herd fashion, casually heading for a cliff, rather than the quick, messy, and typically painful solo variety. The herd suicide is just as messy and painful, it is just spread out over generations to ease the burdensome load. The truth is so rarely spoken anymore. Those with the testicular fortitude to voice opposition to power and mass delusion are quickly escorted to the fringe where they are kept out of sight and out of mind. It feels like the big, nasty, heartless machine that it has become. The outdoors feels exotic in these times of wireless, wired-up, electronic, mind-addictive communication and entertainment. Communication has become one-dimensional avatar friends who type LOL more often than they take in-breaths. Entertainment, sex, and violence have become so mainstream that you can hardly tell the difference between television and actual three-dimensional people trying to live up to their plastic, disposable, flavor-of-the-week role model. As dumbed down and predictable as the societal script has become, you dream and anxiously await your chance to jump into the flow of spotlighted moments where you get the attention of some poor pedestrian that forgot to avert their eyes and ears. Do you have any clue how people scramble to avoid hearing your tightly clenched, tattered script? There is nothing special about your pain and suffering. It is the common, self-consumed trappings of someone that thinks the universe is tilted on its axis at the center of their brain. Your fiction is so completely predictable and repetitive that anyone risks brain cells withering should they pay attention. You know what I mean because you avoid having to hear anyone's verbal shitstorm just as much as the next warm body in line. You have spent your whole life and thousands upon thousands of dollars trying to look and act like what they prop up as the beautiful people. Who do you think decides who is cool and who is attractive and who isn't? The people selling you the face paint, the too tight clothes, the next miracle diet, and any other shiny object that catches your short attention span. Who are you kidding? Not me. You are too fat, too short, too ugly, and too stupid to realize that everyone is too something. No one really looks like those people, and the ones that do are so obsessed with time and gravity that any chance of a meaningful life are forgotten the first time they see their reflection in a mirror. Get over the fact that you are not perfect and are only attractive from a distance in poor lighting. Has there ever been a more annoying monologue than listening to someone go on endlessly about the lack of love in their life, the end of love in their life, or the betrayal of love in their life? You would think with the minuscule winning track record of love on this planet, people would have given up on it a long time ago. Women are pissed off because men don't act and think like they do. Men are pissed off because women do not act and think like they do. Neither wants to look for love in the same gender, which is the only place they are going to find a lover that acts and thinks like they do. I gave up trying to understand women when I was still in diapers. All I ever expected of a lover, be it a woman or a man, was that they had a rudimentary understanding of the logistics of genitalia, the wisdom to appreciate silence when it was ideal, and the sense of humor that should accompany decaying flesh, excreting, disgusting fluids. Stop trying to get someone to be the better half, other half, or half-assed codependent in your terrestrial nightmare. If you are not capable of being complete unto yourself, then you have no business dragging anyone into your neediness quicksand. Everyone carries a siphon and wants to take a long drag off of the emotional jugular these days. You are the lowest of junkies. Not satisfied with your own addiction to victimhood and martyrdom, you need to spread that soul-numbing lack of will to everyone that is lulled into your siren call of mediocrity. Go form a club and bore each other to tears with your sob stories and your scarred psyches. And why do you just sit there like a neutered dog on a porch, waiting for its master to walk by and hopefully give it a pat on the head? I am amazed at the last few generations' passivity. Am I the last rebel that said to hell with this bullshit and hit the open road for discovery? I hear life's losers every day dreaming of all the things that they're going to do when they win the lottery, but can't muster up the will or drive to clean their houses. Evolution is passing you by. You are not even trying to keep up anymore. You have bigger bags under your eyes than you do between your legs. Was life so difficult that impotence seemed the best alternative? Yes, you were misled. Everyone was and still are being misled. That big brain is supposed to help you think for yourself. Mind you, no one is going to show you how to do that. Society is designed to keep the wealthy out of reach and the poor reaching for the broom. You did not evolve this far to be a model consumer. You were not afforded that huge brain to fill it up with styrofoam words, labels, and definitions. Why do you think your brain gets so bent out of shape if other people's blah blah blahs don't match up with its blah blah blahs? Because it is all bullshit. You are an addict of doing things ass backwards. You know this. When has borrowed knowledge ever worked for you? Wisdom comes from making mistakes and learning from them. You got the mistake part down perfectly. Yes, I know, I was all of those people mentioned above, and in some cases still am to a certain degree. But I never stayed still long enough for life to become conclusive or static. Why am I so different than the average citizen? Did I just do my homework earlier and better in past lives? Here is my confession. I look upon the unconscious self as entertainment. It is the only way I can stomach the hopelessness of watching people that have become so passive in life. We did not arrive here by waiting for awareness to be handed out to us like shabby beggars on the street. We stuck our necks out. We found the will to place one foot in front of the other. We initiated activity. The active part of you is desperately tired of your empty gestures. The active part of you is hungry for the storyline that saw you go through the darkest of ages and claw your way to the shining moment where the end of the journey is so close at hand. The active part of you has a thirst for you to drop these idiotic scripts that have your mind and your will tied up in knots of immobility. The passive part of you is fat in the ass and thick in the skull. What it does has never worked, isn't working, and never will work. Put down the remote. Put down the empty calories that you stuff your holes with. Put away the notion that there is anything new, interesting, immediate, important, or needed in your waste of this life script. I know you can feel it. You know we are near the end. You will not cross that line, and you will have to come back or parasite off the living, much like you are presently doing in this lifetime. What you need to know is this. Either you are part of the emerging self-awareness, or you are in the way of it. I am digging in my heels, making wider, more effective boundaries. I do not want your poison in my mist if you have no intention of waking up. I am not here to entertain you. An opportunity like this does not come around for the vast majority of incarnated here. If you spent even half the amount of energy that you prop up and defend your lies with, working on waking up, you would have been here the last lifetime. And don't be offended by anything that is written here. There is a reason that I blow the fiction up to absurd heights. I have been the defender of the dream most of my life. What time I have left, I intend to tear it down for as many who will listen to me as I am able to. That is what you need to know.